Please don't feed me, because I know what I want. Please deliver me, that's all part of your soul. It makes you freeze time, staring in at yourself. It's time to step outside onto the path you once made.
If you're done talking about that, we can start recording.
Really? Because it sounds like you already started recording.
Well, when I said that, I started recording.
Are you like, gotcha?
No.
Alright, what do you want to talk about?
Well, we went and seen Ghostbusters. Don't you want to talk about that, Sam?
I do.
What do you think of it?
I enjoyed it. In full disclosure, I've only seen the original Ghostbusters like once, and it was pretty funny. But, as you have made fun of me before, I don't like to watch old movies.
That's not making fun of you when it's just the truth.
I just don't enjoy watching old movies.
People like you are the reason why they remake movies.
Exactly. So I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed Male Tears, that it made money, you know? So, like, that was a bonus.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed Male Tears immensely, and also, it was really, really funny. I liked the people in it. I liked Kate McKinnon from SNL. She kind of stole the show a lot.
Most definitely.
And also, you know, the Hemsworth, the beautiful Hemsworth, not the ugly one, Liam, but the beautiful one was in it, and that made me happy.
And you got to stay around for the credits.
Oh, yeah. It's magnificent. Full Hemsworth.
Full Hemsworth would be like striptease.
Oh, that was what was happening in my head. I'm sorry. But no, I enjoyed it. Like, just, it was a really good movie. It was really entertaining, and I loved the Male Tears. Because, you know, apparently being PC means that you don't cater to white men who get pissy about everything.
It's not even PC, all they was doing.
No, but that's what they mean. Like, they're like, oh, the SJWs are being PC up in here, and it's like, oh, because they're not catering to your dumbass? I'm sorry, like, discrimination against men, reverse sexism, not a thing. Like I said before, reverse racism, not a thing. Reverse sexism's not a thing.
No.
So, controversy, hashtag.
Yeah, I liked it too. I mean, it's like most movies, like, a little slow in the beginning where it...
Yeah, they had to, like, establish stuff and everything, but, it did pretty well. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I was not sure if I was going to enjoy it because the trailer did not, it was not cut properly or something. Like, I think, honestly, the musical cues were off so that it didn't, like, accentuate the
jokes.
I don't
know what it is with trailers, though, lately, period. I don't know if, like, a generation of trailer makers have died or something. Like, did someone, like, go off a bus together? Because it seems like nobody makes trailers like they used to. Because you see trailers and you think this is the best movie in the world, and it turns out like shit. And it looks like they can't even make good movies look good in trailers now.
Yeah, like I was honestly afraid this was going to be a bad movie because the trailer did not look good. I pinpointed to like what I think was wrong with it was I think that the musical cues were off and they didn't like make the jokes pop. They just came off like kind of flat, monotone jokes.
And not even the movie's good also without the joke stuff. The joke stuff is good, but like the character stuff is really good too. Like Holtzman's character is really good. I mean, her funniest parts is like when she's reacting to people, like Chris Hemsworth's character. like the other people were reacting verbally with stuff, and she's just in the background
like,
looking
laughing or like, staring at stuff. You're just like wide eyed, you know, like, trying not to like bust out laughing.
Yeah, you're constantly looking for her reactions because it's so good. She's like a scene stealer and stuff.
She was really good.
But I like that they went for different designs and different stuff. Like mm-hmm. when you thought they were going one way, they went to another way. I like the special effects in it, too. I thought the special effects were really good.
See, I feel like that's one of the reasons why I don't really enjoy watching old movies is because the effects are shit.
Well, the original Ghostbusters effects aren't really terrible. Because no, there's really not no. that many, because there's only, like, I think in the whole movie they probably fight, like, four ghosts in the whole movie.
Yeah, it's just, like, I have a thing that if it looks like bad effects or if it looks like old-style effects, like, it throws me off and I'm like, ugh. Yeah. But, on the opposite side of that, if people go too much with computer-generated effects, it's a problem. Because, like, okay, take the Hobbit movies, which should have been one movie, but for things that Peter Jackson would have done with practical effects that came off much better in Lord of the Rings, he used digital effects for things, and they look terrible in the Hobbit movies. And I even saw one of those in IMAX 3D, and it was still terrible.
Yeah, that's when I almost threw up watching that mine shaft.
Oh, my gosh, when they're spinning. It's because of the frame rate thing. Yeah. But, you know, I love Peter Jackson, and I love that he's, like, a true fan of the materials he adapts. Plus, he made The Frighteners, and that's, like, an amazing movie. But,
Yeah, if you like Ghostbusters,
oh my God. The Frighteners is one of my favorite movies.
It's surprisingly... Like, if you, that's another movie, if you just seen a trailer of it, you'd think it was just a mundane movie.
Oh my but God, really y'all good. Are missing out if you've never seen The Frighteners.
And scary, too. Like, yeah. There's really scary parts. But, like, I thought
and the it's got Gary Busey's son in it, too. Yeah.
The special effects in this were good, and I like the fact that they also had to do different stuff. Like, the pacing in older movies won't fit now because audiences go and they expect a lot more action. A lot more stuff to happen.
Like the Michael Bay effect.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to see shit blow up.
There had to be more action in this.
Yeah.
And they did deliver. And I thought they did it in fun ways and stuff. In new ways instead of just copying what the original did. But I thought that worked out good. The comedy was there. I thought they hit with enough jokes.
And they all had good chemistry. They had really good chemistry.
Yeah. All the actresses had good chemistry. Chris Hemsworth. Had good chemistry with
him. He had really good comedic timing. Like, yeah, I was impressed
with that. I've seen him on SNL stuff, so he was actually funny when he's been on there. But, like, I enjoyed all those aspects of the movie. I hope they do a sequel, because, like, I would really like to see them, like, expand on those characters. Because even though movies aren't filmed in order most of the time, it seemed like in the beginning they were just trying to get their feet. And then later, they really were rolling. Like, once the movie got going, those characters got going really well, too, also.
Yeah, once they had more time to interact, all four of them together, then it really got going pretty well. But when it was only, like, two of them at a time, it was a little slow.
Yeah. But like I said, the original movie, like, older movies at that time are really slow, too.
Yeah. And one of my things going into stuff, too, is whether or not I can put it in my teen area, and I think I can get away with that one. It's not, like, too out there. I could not get away with, like, well, debatably, I could possibly get away with the old Ghostbusters movies.
Only on the classic side of things. Like,
because I have, like, a lot of my parents, they object to, like, jokes in some of the newer movies, but they will gladly show their, like, four-year-olds the Goonies and stuff. Like, I have a lot of kids that are obsessed with the Goonies now, and they're, like, kindergarten age, and, you know, I only saw the Goonies about a year ago, and I was shocked at
it's like
how fucking vulgar that was. Like, it's gold. Like,
I showed you that Monster Squad.
Yeah. It's just how fucking vulgar those movies were.
But, like, I remember when this first, like, some of the screenings first happened with the new Ghostbusters movie, people were saying about, like, some of the humor in it, and I was
there
like...
There was only, like, one gross joke in it.
I mean, there's like, shit said a lot and stuff like that, I think.
But it's not shit said as, like, oh, look at that big piece of shit right there. It was, like, an exclamation, like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So...
But the original, like, has the famous blowjob scene where Dan Aykroyd's character gets a blowjob from a ghost.
It's fucking
and,
gross.
And, like, Bill Murray's character is sexist and saying sexist stuff through the whole thing, which, you know, his character is kind of a dirtball. I mean, that's the point of the character.
But that just means he's authentic.
And, And what I liked a little bit, even though Kristen Wiig's character is like lusting after Chris Hemsworth's character in it, there isn't
trouble with these names.
Yeah, there isn't a romantic relationship in it.
He's kind of oblivious.
Yeah.
To her advances.
And I always did like in the original Ghostbusters that Bill Murray's like with Sigourney Weaver. Because
they just seem mismatched from
it's a forced thing. I think it could have been just as well of him just making comments to her and she basically telling him, you know, fuck off. And then they could have just had her as part of the storyline. But
you know, no, like the woman is always a reward for the man in a movie.
You know who wasn't in this? And honestly, I don't know if he's actually still alive. Rick Moranis? Is he even in it?
Oh. I think he is still alive. I didn't see him in it.
No, I didn't see him in it either. He's the only one that didn't do any kind of... Spoiler, he's the only one that didn't do any kind of cameo in it.
I would look it up on my phone, but I'm going to be honest with you, my battery is dead from playing Pokemon Go. So...
Yeah. We didn't leave the theater because we were looking for after credits thing. She was capturing Pokemon Go in the theater.
I can do two things at once.
Yeah. They need to be a Ghostbusters Pokemon Go type thing.
First, there needs to be Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them on. So, J.K. Rowling, authorize that, okay?
Well, that's probably one of those things she's like, oh, I never authorized. Remember when she said that about theme parks, even? Whatever. Just waiting for the comic book series to eventually happen.
What I am waiting for is Universal, Where Is My Face 3 of... You know, you have expanded the copyright, Warner Brothers. It is no longer the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. It's like, what, J.K. Rowling's The Wizarding World or whatever the new copyright is. So please add Fantastic Beasts to Universal Orlando. Thank you.
What are all the rights to Ghostbusters? If any of the theme park connected places do. Because that would actually be a good theme thing. You can do ghosts and stuff like that.
Didn't they have the Ghostbusters Mobile at Universal in the past? I feel like I remember seeing it.
There's a car place around here that has
it. Oh, yeah. The Parker Brothers up in Port Canaveral has a Ghostbusters Mobile.
Because I've actually seen it driving around and stuff, too. Yeah. But, like, I liked this movie. I thought it was really good. I think, like, it had so much controversy blowing it up about
because
it.
Male tears.
Yeah, like... It was so stupid because, like, I'm sorry, but it was like, it's a remake. And, like...
No, that's not even the problem because these same bitches, I'm going to say it, you little boys in your mom's basement, get the fuck over it. You're not mad that it's a remake. You're mad that it's chicks. Fuck off.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. I was like, it's not even the fact that it's a remake, which I think it's stupid when people get mad about remakes because, like we discussed at the beginning... Generations of people now won't watch older movies. Studios are right. One of the few times the studios are right to make remakes of a lot of stuff because you got these good franchises. They're not going to watch the older ones. Mm-hmm. You have to remake them because they're not going to watch them. They're not going to buy them on
That's
DVD
true.
And stuff like that. But people weren't mad about this being a remake. They were mad about it
being women.
Yeah, because if it's been a male cast, which around
which
the same time is
they were going to make another one with Channing Tatum.
Yeah, they were
Wasn't
supposed
to... Wasn't that the rumor?
From what I remember, they were supposed to do two, and they were going to do one with the female cast and one with the male cast.
And the female cast was supposed to be a remake, and the one with the male cast was supposed to be a proper sequel.
Yeah, it was
So it was basically going to work out to be, like, the real Ghostbusters movie and then the one with the chicks in it.
Yeah.
Which, fuck you.
But I don't even know if they're going to do the
Channing
male
Tatum's
ones
not even funny, and he's a butterface. I'm sorry, I had to say it.
I don't know. I haven't seen him anything, comedy-wise. I don't think I have.
He's fairly funny. Like, I watched 21 Jump Street, and it was pretty funny. Like, I wouldn't watch
it. I don't think he would fit, though. You need to get more quirky people. Like,
I just...
Because, like, the original Ghostbuster has quirky people, and this one has, like,
They cast characters. Him in everything, though. He's everywhere. He's like herpes.
He's going to finally make a Gambit movie, though, so he can do that.
That will never get made.
Can't deny the guy can dance, though.
He can dance.
He can fucking dance.
But, like, I know a lot of people like him, but I don't see it.
I mean, my thing when they announced this movie was I was waiting for the casting, and, I thought I would have cast different people. Like, who's the lady's name that plays Holtzman?
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah. I'd never heard of her before this, and, like, she's so good, even from seeing the first trailer, which is a crappy trailer. Like, she stood out big time from that. But I would have went after some different people, but, like, they're all very good in it. Like, I'd never heard of the other lady who
Leslie
got all...
Leslie
Jones, who got all the harassment online recently.
See, that points it out, too. Like, the fact that they targeted, you know, racial slurs and stuff at her. Like, you can't criticize the film on its merits or anything like that. Like, no, you gotta start throwing out racial slurs.
There's plenty of things you can pick apart about that film. Like, if you wanted to. It's slow in parts, and it's like... Sometimes the jokes are just rapid-fire jokes and stuff, but, like... Nobody wants to do that. They want to go after other stuff. Because, you know, you have to actually think to criticize the film correctly and stuff instead of, like, throwing out insults and shit. But I'd never heard of most of the people before. I'd, heard, of course, heard of Melissa McCarthy. Because I liked her in Mike and Molly. I thought she was pretty good in that. And I actually like Bridesmaids. I wish she would, like... She tends to do the same type of jokes in her movies. And they tend to be, like, just, like... really vulgar jokes, or really,
I was pleased.
Self-selected jokes, and they were in there.
There were kind of self-deprecating jokes, but I was
pleased. But they weren't about her weight or anything.
Yeah, I was pleased with the fact that there were no jokes about her weight. Like, that was noticeably absent. Because I was kind of cringing because, like, okay, Pitch Perfect, for instance, I really enjoyed the first Pitch Perfect movie. And, like, Fat Amy is in on the jokes. Like, you know, she's like, I call myself Fat Amy, so twig bitches, like, you can't do it first. But then in the second movie, she's the butt of the jokes about her weight. And, like, I really was not happy with that. Like, the second one is not as good as the first one. Like, she is not in control of the conversation about her weight. So I was very happy that they didn't, like, even, like, it wasn't even necessary to have it in there. So I thought that was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good, too. By the way, I think she would be good as Fates. They adapted the comic.
Melissa McCarthy?
No.
Fat Amy,
What's her name?
Shit, I can't remember her name.
She got kind of an odd
Rebel name. Wilson.
Yeah, Rebel Wilson. I think she'd be good as it.
I can see
I think the Faith character in the comic, which is a really good comic, well, is younger than her.
You know what, I was gonna say this, but I don't think it's right because, see, people act like she's a larger person, but she's really not. But the girl from Arrested Development, Anne, the blonde one. It's late and I'm forgetting her
she's
name.
She's not big at all.
She's not big, but everybody acts like she is for some reason.
That's because she's small. She's really
short. She's like my build.
Yeah, and she has kind of a puffy face, so people always say that about her. But she's not even.
But, and, I mean, that's not even really saying that, like, Rebel Wilson, like, I don't really think, I don't know, I just don't see that, like, people act like somebody's, like, huge or something, and it's like.
And it really doesn't
matter. They're not 97 pounds, okay.
If they can do the acting and stuff like that, and if it fits a character.
I liked that about that Faith book, that, like, it, I mean, she's got power, so, you know, like, her flying ability is through her power, so does it matter that she's big? Like, no, not really. Cause it's,
no. But
power.
What I was saying about, like...
it's not an issue. Like, I like when stuff like that's a non-issue. Yeah.
But, like I was saying, like, the only people I'd seen and heard of before was Melissa McCarthy and then Christian Wiig, who I've never been a huge fan of because I'd never... Like, she's a straight man is what she plays. She's a straight man
to
other people. And I think she does that well. But I thought, like, in this, they really needed, like, four people who could... be, like, strong on their own, and I don't think her character stood out as much.
They were kind of playing her, like, it seemed like they were trying to make her, like, the mousy one or something, you know what I mean? And but she had moments where she, like, stood up to other people and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
but,
I just think her...
Like, she stood up to a Lannister.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of her, no big insult, just not a huge fan of her work. But, like, if you want to compare it to the original in the way that those four actors who played in the original, they all stood out big time. There's no straight man really among them. And like,
she's the straight man. I did like her in that roller derby movie, though.
Yeah, but that's not played as, like, a comedy.
No,
really,
it's really not.
But
I thought she was good in that.
Yeah, and she's known for comedy. Was she on SNL, too?
Yeah. I think Melissa McCarthy's the only one that was not an SNL cast member.
Yeah.
I don't really watch SNL. It's It's never really been my thing. And some of the people on SNL, like, I can only take in small doses. Like, Will Ferrell, his movies are hit or miss for
me. That's another one of the dumbass, cowardly guys who went after this movie, went after the actresses. One of the first things they said was, oh, they cast a bunch of dumbass people from SNL. What the fucking original Ghostbusters is...
Yeah, they're all, like, from
well, SNL. Except for, like, you got Dan Aykroyd and you got Bill Murray and,
okay,
Ernie Hudson isn't. But, what's his name that died? He's from, SCTV, which is basically the Canadian SNL, which I love. SCTV is so much better than SNL. It's just fucking weird. Like, SCTV is. And that's where,
I think Brian just launched the first offensive in, a Canada versus U.S. war. Like, this is gonna be, like, on South Park.
Like, Canadian Bacon's the offensive. You ever seen that movie? It's the one that Michael Moore did.
I've seen it before. But again, like, I don't rewatch a lot of movies. Like, I rewatch a few movies over and over again. But I also don't rewatch old movies.
It's not that old, though. Like, really. It's the only thing I've ever liked that Michael Moore ever did. His ego just overwhelms everything.
So, yeah, I really enjoyed that. And then, like, the next thing I want to go see is Star Trek. Because, the Star Trek remakes have had problems, but I've actually really enjoyed them. And for people that, get uppity about stuff with Star Trek, I actually watched a ton of Star Trek when I was little because my mom liked it. And I went to conventions and stuff, so, I can actually compare stuff on that.
And you threw up on Scotty.
I didn't throw up on Scotty. I threw up at a convention after we met Scotty.
That's probably why he died.
Oh, yeah.
You threw up
because an 8-year-old threw up in his vicinity.
It did. It caused a long-activated virus that killed him years later.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But, I don't know. I want to go see that.
I've heard, good.
And I'm excited because Simon Pegg wrote it, and, he is a real fan of this stuff, so I feel like he'll handle it well.
Well, there's been, mixed reviews with it. From everything I've seen that's really bad, two people saying it's the closest any of the movies that have gotten to the classic series. So.
People that do that, I know that the classic series might be, some people's favorite. The classic series is not perfect.
No, it's
over it, guys.
It's like anything. I mean, people do it with Doctor Who. They say the classic series is perfect, and then people say the new series is perfect. And
you gotta be able to, laugh at your fandom,
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge Star Trek fan, but I'll go see it. I've enjoyed the other ones. The second one of the new series, the only problem I really had with it was J.J. Abrams' bull crap about not revealing who Benjamin Cumberbatch's
character was. That was so dumb.
Everyone knew it. And the fact that they didn't address it right away in the movie was his holding it back too, and I thought if they just got it over with and addressed it, then maybe it would have been so much better, because the whole eugenics thing is such an interesting topic that in that science fiction realm, it would have been a really good movie to explore the eugenics things with terrorism and the other aspects of it, but instead it was J.J. Abrams trying to be way too smart about shit, and it's caused problems with that.
I hate when people overthink stuff. It's why don't you just say you're doing it? And, I mean, I love me some Benedict Cumberbatch. I really like him, but it was odd to me that they cast a white person as Khan, but...
Yeah, when Khan was originally not. And, by the way, if you watch any Star Trek classic, watch the episode with Khan in it, the original series, and then watch The Wrath of Khan. And you can watch those two things and be satisfied with Star Trek forever. Yeah. Those two things. Yeah. That classic episode and that movie, it's just, especially the opening to that movie, is one of the things that made me freak out about bugs for the rest of my life.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that frightened me as a child. You see, when I was little, I watched a lot of Disney stuff, which, coming out of Comic-Con, there's so much good stuff. Oh, my gosh. But,
Disney has their Comic-Con soon.
Well, I think they already had the D... I think think it was like 23 or whatever. Like, I think they already did that this year. But they had announcements Marvel related. But
so you want to talk about Comic-Con trailers?
In a second. In a second. What was I going to say? Shit. Look at how big the my exclamation is.
Your shit stepped up on the thing.
Oh, when I was little, like, I really enjoyed Disney movies and stuff. Like, those were some of the first movies I watched at the theater and stuff when I was, like, 5 and 6, Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, and all that.
Right there at the time
of the Disney Renaissance, you know, that's my jam. But, my parents let me watch whatever they were watching. So, like, I watched a lot of WWE, and, like, Star Trek, and, like, whatever movies they were watching, like, I listened to whatever music they were listening to. Like, when I was little, my favorite song was James Got a Gun by Aerosmith. But, like, I remember watching that thing with the bug crawling in his ear, and it's just, oh, my God, it freaked me the fuck out.
It is.
It freaked me the fuck out.
It is just messed up, and it's so big.
Oh, I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
I couldn't even do Babelfish, like, from, like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. If those were a real thing, I couldn't do that.
There's allegedly a company that's working on an implant you can put in your ear that'll translate stuff. And
I agree with Hitchhikers. It's going to cause even more wars.
I don't want to know if you're making fun of me. I don't want to know.
Nope. But trailers from Comic-Con.
Okay, so I guess we're switching gears to Comic-Con. Yeah. I'm really excited about a lot of the news that came out today. First of all, the Wonder Woman trailer came out, and that shit looks awesome.
It did.
DC, you did good this time, all right? You did good.
That trailer was, like I talked about you this about this earlier. Like, I loved the first Captain America movie.
I love that movie.
But one of the things I didn't like as much is I didn't think we got to insert him into real combat.
He didn't really fight as a soldier so much.
This one, you get the scene of her coming out of the trench in trench warfare is awesome.
So much ass.
I just loved it. Like, I just thought it was really cool.
And see, I loved she. You know, okay, Batman versus Superman, who won? The answer is Wonder Woman. Obviously, like, if you saw that movie, Wonder Woman 1, she looks gleeful when she's fighting.
Oh,
she is eating it up, and I love it.
The lasso, how much it glows.
Yeah, it glows a lot.
I really like that.
Like, I'm
fighting with it, too, which I like.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that movie. The Justice League one, there were parts of it I liked. I felt like it was, I don't know, a rough cut of the trailer, maybe, because there's a weird moment where Jason Momoa, which, like, yes,
it's the Jason Momoa,
yes,
movie.
Jason Momoa.
And the thing, like I told you earlier, I was reading Courtney Summers, the author's, like, Twitter feed, and she was like, she's basically like, I like Aquaman League and stuff like that. And I thought that was so freaking funny.
Like, oh Aquaman my God, League. I love him, but there's a part where Bruce Wayne is, like, looking for him, and he's asking questions in this, like, village
hall. Yeah, and then he reveals himself.
He shows his face, and like, Bruce Wayne knows that that's him.
No, it's not even that. The fact that in the trailer he's asking people about him in some kind of building, and then he reveals himself, Aquaman does, and then they cut the later in the trailer, and it's like the dialogue is supposed to be before that is playing, and he's still asking questions.
Yeah, it was like they switched the order of the shots from that or something. Like, it's like, why are you acting like you don't know? It was a poor cut.
My biggest problem with the trailer is, like, it looked like they were going for some kind of Ocean's 11 1970s group movie thing,
like a heist movie.
A heist movie thing, and I thought it made it kind of disjointed.
And it was like, they had some jokes in it, but they were kind of like it wasn't a joke where you necessarily laugh at it. It's more like you say, like, oh, that's funny. You know what I mean? Like, it's not where you just have that gut reaction where, like, you actually laugh at it.
I thought it would have been better if it did, like, a really quick cut paste thing.
Yeah.
Of them, like the scene in X-Men First Class when they're going recruiting people.
Oh, my God. Really, I love X-Men. That's, like, one of my favorites. Yeah. I love X-Men First
I thought
Class.
It should have been more like that, which I think the original Ocean's 11, I mean, not the original, the first remake of Ocean's 11 has a really cut, quick trailer like that. Like,
yeah.
It has Brad Pitt and, like, George Clooney's character going and meeting different people, and it's really quick. I thought this one would be better at that, but they might not even have all the scenes done, so they might not even
I really think it was a rough cut.
You said you found that it was in the background of one of the scenes.
Oh, I didn't find it, but some eagle-eyed viewer, you know, of course, like, I think it came off Reddit or something, but I saw it when Bruce goes to the Flash's house, which I like this guy as the Flash. I don't like the fact that they have a separate TV and movie Flash, but that's a discussion
for another
time. Unless
they reveal there's a multiverse, I think it's stupid.
Yeah, like, that's a discussion for another time. But, like, I like this guy. He's from The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and I don't know, I like him. But,
Is he the one that plays their friend?
Yeah, he's their friend. In the background, like, you can see it over Bruce's shoulder, the Flash was watching Rick and Morty.
And it's the episode where they take the steroids and just go traveling around beating the crap out of everybody, but that one song, was it DMX, the one song?
Yeah. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here.
Yeah, they fight, beat people up to that song.
Yeah.
And, which, by the way, I'll never think of anything else except for Deadpool with that song from now on.
Cue the music.
Because I used to hate DMX so much, but I like
it. Oh, my gosh. And the guy from Deadpool was in Ghostbusters. I loved it.
Oh, yeah, the cab driver.
The cab driver.
Yeah.
I loved him.
He's really funny. I like to see him in a bigger role.
I like him. I would love to see him in more stuff.
Everything I've seen him in, I've liked him in it.
I've only seen him in two things.
I've seen him in other stuff. I think he did a lot of, like, web series and stuff.
But yeah, that made me happy. I was like, holy shit, it's Rick and Morty. But, there was a lot of really good stuff out of, Comic-Con. They had more for Suicide Squad, which, this one showed a lot more stuff, but I still think the best cut trailer was the one that went to, Ballroom Blitz.
Yeah.
Like, that was the best cut trailer.
I actually told somebody today that seeing this newest trailer for Suicide Squad made me less want to go see it. I still want to go see it, but, like,
I want that, like, fervent energy. Like, I feel like, I really liked that kind of energy from the Ballroom Blitz one. This one was a little more mellow, and I was not about that.
Yeah.
I want Suicide Squad to be DC's Guardians of the Galaxy for me, if that makes sense. Because, like, Guardians of the Galaxy is, like, pumped up for me.
I think Guardians of the Galaxy is, like, you got James Gunn, who's a good
Everything
writer.
About Guardians of the Galaxy is perfection,
you got
okay?
a good writer writing the movie and directing it, and that's why that movie is great. And I ain't saying the person doing Suicide Squad is not great, but James Gunn is,
I think,
like,
Jeff
really
Johns
good.
Is pretty heavily involved in it.
I think he got more involved afterwards, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
Because he's basically taken on the role that, like, Joss Whedon had with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I think,
like, where
that's
he's
what
like,
they're trying
he's
to
like
do.
Aligning everything, which I think is super helpful, and Jeff Johns, like, is obviously a master at that stuff.
He started out, like, I think he was, like, on the production staff of the original Richard Donner Superman movies, if I ain't mistaken. So he's, like, a film guy anyway, so he'll understand, like,
yeah, and he's just
stuff.
I've really enjoyed, like, all of the books that he's written. I'm more of a Marvel person, but when I read DC stuff, like, I usually tend to read
his
books.
His first run on Flash is so freaking good, if you ever want to read it. I got a lot of them.
Of course you do.
But they're really good.
My stack is gigantic right now. I have Ms. Marvel number 5 to read, though, so I'm all about that right now.
I want
to
read that, too. What other trailers came out? Oh, that Marvel revealed, like, some of their Netflix stuff.
I'm so psyched for those. I love
like
the Netflix
There was, like, a teaser
one.
Of Defenders, which I didn't like the teasers of it very much. I mean,
it didn't reveal any information.
Well, even, like, the Daredevil teaser is basically just blood splatter on the number 3, but I thought it was kind of, it was a good teaser. The Defenders one really didn't show that much and stuff like that, even, like, teaser-wise. I just didn't think it was very good. But I'm excited about them making a Defenders, like, one, which, like, I'm wondering, like, where's Punisher going to show up at next?
Yeah, that's what I really want to know is, like, I want to know more about what's going to happen with him.
Because you got Defenders coming out, you got Iron Fist, you got Luke Cage, and you got another Daredevil series, and you got another Jessica Jones series probably.
They haven't officially announced that there's going to be a standalone Punisher, right? Isn't that still, like, a rumor kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's still a rumor that
there's totally left his, like, they left an opening for it when he departs Daredevil. But, like, I was very impressed by the actor, which I'm not remembering, but Shane from The Walking Dead. I'm not remembering his name.
Yeah, it's all forehead.
Yeah. Like, I was skeptical at first, but he was really excellent as the Punisher.
Yeah, what the Luke Cage, they showed more footage of him. Which
that was good.
I think it's really cool. They got good people behind
that. I liked
him. I think it's going to be good. be interesting to see what kind of like story they do with him.
Yeah. And there was a new trailer for Doctor Strange.
I didn't watch that, but I've liked all the trailers I've seen so far. Besides some of the casting choices, like mind-boggling
the
casting.
The whitewashing.
Yeah. I think that movie's going to be good. The Iron Fist stuff was a brief teaser. I don't know.
It's got the guy from Game of Thrones in it, right?
Yeah. If they're going to go the mystical side, it's why some people wondered if there's going to be any kind of tie-in between Doctor Strange and Iron Fist.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see on November 4th. So we've got, what, this year, we've got Suicide Squad's in 2 weeks. We're going to go see that. Star Trek, we need to go see that. And then Doctor Strange. Oh! This was at Comic-Con, but in front of Ghostbusters, they had the trailer for Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. And I'm super excited about that because it has my lady, Eva Green, in it.
Yeah, and everybody's like saying this is basically an X-Men movie.
It kind of, yeah. it kind of is.
Yeah. But, yeah, that looks good. I haven't read those books, but that
They're
looks good.
They're really
good.
Oh,
they announced Ghost Rider's going to be on S.H.I.E.L.D.
See, I'm just...
But they're doing the car version of Ghost Rider. It's like, aww. I mean, I ain't saying that's a bad version, but I want to see Ghost Rider on a motorcycle.
Like, that's cool and all, but I'd really just rather see Gemma and Coulson go to Jersey City and get Kamala Khan. Like,
yeah, but they need a bad guy. They're probably going to make Ghost Rider.
Yeah, he'll start off as a bad guy.
Kind of like the Punisher.
I mean, I feel like the next season's probably going to be them trying to hunt Daisy and bring her back. Like, that's going to be a large part of it.
Unless she recruits her own team or something
like
that.
Yeah, true. So, we'll see.
But that was cool that they revealed that.
I'm still sad that we are not getting a season 3 of Agent Carter. Because it ended on a cliffhanger.
Which was always weird. I don't understand why they did that. Because, the first season barely got renewed for another season. And then they knew that going in. The ratings weren't that good. Why end it on a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Unless that's setting up something else down the line. I don't understand why they did that. Oh, they announced Captain Marvel, didn't they?
Yes, Brie Larson is going to be Captain Marvel. Envy Adams!
Have you seen a girl with hair like this?
No, that's not Envy, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
That's Ramona.
Envy's...
Envy's the evil ex-girlfriend. Scott's big ex.
My favorite line from Scott Pilgrim is... my two favorite lines is, one, the pee meter...
I have to pee
when
on
he pees
her.
In as the pee meter, from a video game up there. And my second favorite thing from Scott Pilgrim is, you knocked the highlights out of her hair.
He punched the highlights out of her hair. I love that he says it twice.
Yeah. But, she was announced, and a lot of people thought she was going to be,
I like her.
Yeah.
I like her. And she won an Oscar. Yay.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. They're going bigger with the
now that they have announced her though, I wonder what's gonna be her first appearance.
They said Avengers.
Oh, they did?
Infinity War.
Oh, okay,
yeah. And then standalone movie is 2019 or 2018, I forget.
Because you got Marvel movies, cinematic movies, you got Doctor Strange next, right?
And I think Guardians of the Galaxy is next year.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which Kurt Russell is gonna be Star-Lord's dad.
Yeah. So you got Guardians of the Galaxy, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then is it Black Panther before or after the Infinity War ones?
I think before. And then Ant-Man 2 is somewhere. Oh, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, that's going to be before, probably Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, because I think they already finished.
Well, they wrapped on Guardians of the Galaxy. They're shooting Homecoming.
So it's going to be probably Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Spider-Man, and then...
Yeah, I think Infinity War is not until 2018 or something. It's a while off. Oh. But yeah, there were good trailers for all that stuff. What were some other announcements? Oh, I love John Barrowman and all his different costumes. I think my favorite was the Zap Brannigan one.
I did too. I loved that one.
It was perfect.
My first thought was he could do that.
I didn't realize how much I needed a live action Futurama.
Have you seen that trailer, fan made Futurama live action?
That came up on my feed the other day, and I didn't watch it.
It's pretty good. It's creepy though. It's good.
I love Futurama so much. I don't know if I could deal with it, honestly.
But they're doing this on the current Avengers. Animated show. They announced they're going to do Civil War 2.
And Kamala Khan's going to be on that one, right?
Yep.
Yay!
No, they did, the first Avengers animated show they did after the first Avengers movie, which I liked better than the current one, they did Secret Wars on that, which I thought was pretty good. And they were leading to do Civil War.
Miles Morales is going to be on it too, right?
I think so. He's part of that universe because they...
Glover.
Yeah, because
he's going to voice him.
Yeah,
right?
But they he did voiced him already because the Ultimate Spider-Man show and the Web Warrior show.
See, I don't watch the cartoon.
But that's part. Those are all part of the same universe with the Hulk Smash group and stuff like that. It's all part of the animated universe. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Glover played when Spider-Man on that show was traveling between all the realities. He met the Ultimate Spider-Man and played by Daniel Glover. So maybe they're going to bring him into the regular Marvel universe like he is in the comics now.
See, I haven't watched the first one.
Because there's no more Ultimate Universe.
That's right.
And he got brought to the regular universe and stuff. So.
Cue fanboy butthurt right there.
Well, the Ultimate Universe, though, they had real consequences, so stuff kept snowballing worse and worse and worse.
Oh, but I meant the fact that, like, people were like, Miles Morales isn't my Spider-Man, not in my America!
Well,
Peter Parker!
There's always been rumors that Miles is going to appear in the Spider-Man movie.
I know, I'm really hoping on that one.
Because they cast this
there's a lot of people cast in that movie.
This young actor, and a lot of people were wondering if they were maybe already planning to have Miles become Spider-Man. Like, if this older actor, you know, ages out of it to a point, and then maybe they would move.
I don't know, he looks really young. This guy's like 20, and he looks like he's 12. So.
Yeah, but if this catapults him to stardom, if he's got, like, say, a 4-movie contract, he's probably not going to renew it and stuff like that.
I don't know, Disney's a stickler for shit, though, like...
Well, yeah, but if he has a 4-movie contract, he might not want to do anymore and stuff like
we'll
that.
We'll see. Depends. Disney's
Chris
strong
Evans has
people.
Always said he probably won't do any after Infinity
War. You know
what,
I feel like with Chris Evans, like, he's not signed for more stuff, but I have a feeling that we're going to see, like, a really tearful tape of him, like Matt Smith when he was doing the last, like, table read for Doctor Who, and he's like,
I don't want to leave.
That made
me almost cry.
Like, I feel like I'm going to see that for Chris Evans, and I'm just going to lose my
never
shit.
Seen that? When Matt Smith left
Doctor Who. I don't even like Doctor Who in that, like, made me tear up.
Final table reading, and he's sitting there beside Stephen
Moffat.
And he
starts crying, like,
and he turns to the side, and Stephen Moffat, like, bends down to him to see if he's okay, and he starts bawling, and it's like, holy shit, I'm going to cry too.
Yeah, like, I'm fairly, like, robotic. Like, I don't get emotional about stuff. Unless it's animals. Animals get me. But, like, that made me. And I just feel like that's going to happen. Because I think Chris Evans has been fairly diplomatic about it. Like, he's not. Like, he's a pretty, like, vanilla kind of guy, right? Like, he seems to be able to, like, steer clear of trouble.
Well, when he's not. When he says anything or does anything, it's off-putting, which we all do at times.
He, like, immediately apologizes.
Yeah, he's not a dumbass. He'll say, I'm sorry, instead
like,
of somebody like...
You know, he seems fairly vanilla.
Instead of, like, Jeremy Renner, who's, like...
Who's an asshole.
Who tries to backtrack on everything he says, which I like him and stuff, but, like...
He just sounds like an asshole.
Yeah, he's just one of those people that snowballs stuff. It really gets out of hand.
But
Chris Evans will be like, oh, I said something stupid,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
And, like, he's been, like, you know, he's not biting the hand that feeds him Disney-wise or anything. But, like, I feel like he wants to play more, and he just hasn't been signed for more stuff.
I'm thinking two things are going to happen in Infinity Wars.
He's going to die.
Either a bunch of people are going to die, like his character and Robert Downey Jr.
I feel like they're
going
to have
die.
To kill a lot of people off.
I think a number of characters are going to die, because the movies after that are, like, are movies without them, basically. And stuff
yeah, they're
like
just
that.
Building new
or,
franchises.
Or... Infinity War is actually going to reboot the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I think that could happen, too.
That's what I'm thinking might happen, and that would allow them to recast everything.
They can't recast Star-Lord. Like, no.
They could die in it, too.
No. Shut the fuck up.
They got to play a big role in Infinity War, I think. And stuff.
Yeah. I wonder if by the time that comes around, do you think X-Men will be...
Part of it? Well, that's another thing. Like,
because like they're gonna do a joint movie now, right?
It would be. I think like Disney's probably sitting back and saying like
they're
probably
waiting.
Did with Spider-Man. They're like, how's it going making money with this stuff? And they're probably like they're waiting for somebody to come crawling and say, please. Make
the
money.
The House of Mouse is just idly flipping a magazine, like, oh,
I just pictured Mickey with like, you know. hookers laying everywhere with coke all over them and shit like that.
Like, so, I own your life, bitches.
Like, I don't know.
Although, like, I have to, as I was saying earlier to you, I know a lot of people were pissed that Disney owns all of this stuff. They own Star Wars, they own Marvel, you know, and they're collecting back some of these other properties, too. I love it. Because Disney doesn't fuck around with stuff.
No, when they merchandise stuff,
they don't fuck around. Well.
when they like make stuff, they go after it and make it well and stuff. So like, yeah, I think that's good and everything. But
yeah, and like they move stuff into production. Like,
it would have been worse.
They want these movies made, and they're getting them made. It would have been
worse if what almost happened years ago when Marvel was out for bankruptcy, if Warner Brothers had bought Marvel too. Which almost
we wouldn't have any movies, guys. No. We would not have, because look at what they're doing.
Because Warner Brothers really wasn't interested in doing anything with the DC stuff until the Marvel stuff hit big, and then all of a sudden they were like, "Oh, we got these properties. We need," because they used to ship those out to other companies like crazy, and that they'll make stuff. And
I like that Disney owns all that stuff now.
I'm just not going to go to Disney until I see some like. Till I see the Indiana Jones restaurant, till I see Star Wars stuff.
I'm waiting for the Star Wars land should be opening soon. They just had to get through, like, getting the Frozen stuff open at Epcot. But what I'm waiting for now, too, is they made official, it had been rumors for a while, but at the Hollywood Adventure Park, which is sort of like their movie one. Like, we have Hollywood Studios here. Actually, I think they might have changed the name again, but... They're going to take the Tower of Terror and make it a Guardians of the Galaxy Escape from the Collector ride. And I'm pumped about that. Like, it had been a rumor for a while. And I love the Tower of Terror, but, like, I would really enjoy a Guardians of the Galaxy ride. So,
I've never ridden
get on that, Orlando.
I've never ridden it. And usually, like, when they do it in California first. Because, like, they did that with,
yeah, because
that's
a ship park anyway.
They did that with, like...
I mean, not Disneyland, like, that's the original, but, like, Hollywood Adventure is.
They did, like, the Fast and Furious,
or California Adventure, that's
what it is. Because they had Fast and Furious there first, and they're bringing it down
there. That's Universal, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Universal does more stuff. Like, I don't...
I don't know my bad.
They're opening a Fast and the Furious and a Jimmy Fallon thing. Like, get your shit together, Universal. Just make it all Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Thank you.
Where did we go to that thing where it had a tour and it had Ellen as part of it?
Was that Epcot?
Where it was like an evolution thing and it had like Ellen. Evolution? I can't remember. Maybe I dreamed it. I don't know. But...
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Are you sure it wasn't Dory?
It wasn't what?
Are you sure it wasn't Dory?
Dory?
Because that could have been Disney.
That reminds me, I was around some old people recently, and they were fussing about, what, the new movie,
Finding Dory.
Finding Dory, and they were like, I think there's a gay fish in that movie. And they were like,
I got a big lesbian crush on you.
And they were like, I think.
Suck on that.
They were like, these old ladies were like, I ain't let my grandkids see that. There's a gay fish.
Oh, my God.
And not only did they not know who did the voice of that, but they later started talking about how much they loved watching Ellen with the same grandkids and stuff. And I'm like, wait, what? I think your racism is, I mean, your homophobia is really confused about what you like and don't like.
Let's clarify, though, like, phobia means a fear of, like, if you're homophobic, I'm doing air quotes, by the way, which Brian told me not to do them. But you are not afraid of gay people. You hate gay people, and you're an asshole.
Yeah, but it's like so weird because they didn't know.
I'm super judgmental, by the way.
It's like really why it was really weird. But I don't like those movies, by the way. Mainly because
how do you not like Finding Nemo?
It's stupid.
What?
The best thing to come out of Finding Nemo was that joke from My Name Is Earl when she says...
Yeah. Your eyes are too big for your face. You look like Finding Nemo.
Best thing that came out of that.
No, the best one was when she's like, your prom date... that's your C-section scar. And Joy's like, that's not my C-section scar. That's from where my prom date stabbed me.
No, I'm saying that's the best thing that came from the movie. Because I don't like Finding Nemo, mainly because I was at a friend's house one time, and I watched their kid for 2 days, and I watched Finding Nemo for two days. Oh, that shit's annoying.
Kids watch stuff ad nauseum.
But, and I actually don't like it. I don't think it's a
great It's not, movie. Like, my favorite one. Like, out of the Pixar movies...
Is Finding Nemo Pixar?
Yeah, isn't it?
No, it's not Pixar.
It's Disney Pixar, isn't it?
I don't think it is.
Dude, I swear to God it's Pixar. Whatever.
I don't think it is, because Pixar is like, Cars and,
Toy Story. They did the animation for Brave, too.
Yeah, Brave was a Pixar movie, but
I don't swear Finding Nemo was Pixar.
Cause I didn't think it looked kind of like... The worst Pixar movie is Cars.
Yeah.
Cars is not good at all. And it's the most kids of the Pixar movies, I think. Except for, like, the tramp stamp joke.
Oh, my God. That was the thing that threw me off on that movie. I was like...
I just didn't like
it. And it was, like, right after Wedding Crashers came out, too. And it's Owen Wilson. I don't know. It just skeeved me out.
Now, what's his name became a bigger star right after Wedding
Crashers? Vince Vaughn. Yeah. I feel like he makes the same movie over and over again.
So is Owen Wilson. He makes those Wes Anderson movies over and over again.
Okay, let's agree, though, that the best one...
A bunch of white people in the Wes Anderson movies.
I mean...
Though the newest one, he actually had some people that weren't so white in it, I guess.
There's two things that I really love about his movies, though. I love in the Royal Tenenbaums when Margot gets angry and she taps her, like, fake finger on stuff. It kills me every time I see her doing it. And then Steve Zissou's hats and stuff, like his Jacques Cousteau.
I always get that movie mixed up with the one. What's the one where the guy gives Tuna the Shania Twain?
Oh, I Heart Huckabee.
Yeah, I always get those two movies.
I like mixed that she up. Beats the shit out of him too. Yeah, but
I always get those two movies mixed up.
I just really like that Disney manages this stuff. Because I feel like they take stuff from being rumors to getting it made.
Yeah. Like, and they haven't even gone full bore with it because of certain contracts they can't. Like, Universal,
they're just biding their time.
Universal still's got all the Marvel stuff for rides, basically.
They're just handing over their hard-earned money.
Yeah, Disney. They make money, and half of it goes to Disney anyways, and Disney's like, I own
See,
you.
See, that's why...
It's like the old song, 16 Times, where it's like... The coal mine, it used to be an old coal mine, so the coal mine would pay the miner, but then the miner had to buy stuff from the stores, and the stores were owned by the coal mines. So it was like a circular thing. That's basically Disney and Universal. Disney owns all the Marvel stuff, so most of the money that goes into Universal goes back to Disney.
I'm going
to
give some friendly advice to Universal Studios. Stop forking over money to Disney and make everything Wizarding World of Harry Potter. I will personally fund you.
Or grab another property and use it. There's plenty out there.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Or something.
Do it.
There's all kinds of properties. Make a Doctor Who thing part. That's what
y'all have. Nickelodeon, Avatar The Last Airbender. Why hasn't that happened yet? Dora the Explorer, nobody gives a shit about her anymore. Avatar The Last Airbender.
I say Doctor Who.
Fuck that. Oh, y'all use Walking Dead a lot. Like, add that as a permanent thing, not just Halloween Horror Night.
Yeah, like, make
Universal the more adult park. Like, send all the kids and the three wide strollers over to Disney. I would pay double to go to an adult
park. Busch Gardens?
No, because they try to make that like a safari zoo kind of deal.
But it's Busch Gardens.
They don't even serve as much alcohol as they used to either.
It's like Duffland. It's in its name, it's Busch Gardens.
Duff beer for you. I'll have a duff. You have one,
what
too.
What Universal needs to get rid of is all those old newspaper things.
Yeah, the comic strip landing. They should expand
You go over
Jurassic.
Time, nobody's over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they should expand Jurassic. Because, like, you got Jurassic World, and they're making more of those movies. You should really expand
But
that.
The problem with them expanding Harry Potter is...
There is no problem with that.
Well, the problem is that on one side, it's like, it runs
Atlantis.
It runs... No, like, on one side, it runs into... Isn't it like the new King Kong in Jurassic Park? And then on the other side, it runs into it's like Atlantis. Simpsons and stuff
no,
like that.
No, you're okay. In one park, Hogsmeade is butting up like Hogsmeade in the castle is butting up against Jurassic Park, and then Atlantis with the Poseidon's Fury thing or whatever it is, like Poseidon's the show. And then over at the London, at the Diagon Alley portion of it, actually, they kind of laid that out a little bit better because they took out Jaws and they put that in. So it the next thing over is the Fear Factor Theater and then Men in Black. And then on the other side, it gets into that, like, New York section. And then it's got, like, the Transformers ride, which sucks, by the way. Awful ride. Skip it.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think they're going to go down towards the New York stuff. So, like,
that's where they're putting Jimmy Fallon, too.
Well, not only that, but, like, the New York stuff, I think, kind of fits with the Harry Potter thing because it kind of gives that, like, muggle world.
No. That's it right there.
You just clapped so loud, you probably broke them.
No. You need to put Nomadge stuff and have Newt Scamander over there because he goes to New York. Problem solved. I just solved your problem for you, Universe.
But, like, they can't do anything, like, I think they could remove Fear Factor. They can't remove Men in Black because that ride's always full.
I love Men in Black. It's always
full.
It's I love that
it's
ride.
It's really old. They haven't updated it in forever, but it's always full of people. And they can't go any further over there because, like, then you do start to run into the Simpsons and stuff over there.
The Simpsons is fun. I love Simpsons World. Like, I love the Springfield stuff.
The only thing they could do is, like, over towards, like, the Atlanta stuff, they could remove that and change it into, like, some kind of Harry Potter thing. I've always thought that you should take E.T. out and make it a forest thing, but that place stinks anyway, so they'd probably just tear it down.
It smells like the 80s. It My does. Favorite Brian quote, Brianisms for you.
It did smell like the 80s.
Brianism number 300. But I think it is a
problem for them if they expand Harry Potter is, like, they'd either have to, like, put it somewhere else where there's stuff in between it so it wouldn't be connected to it. I always thought the new water park.
That is actually that's
Harry
one of the like that is one of the amazing things. I think that the Diagon Alley part is so much better than the Hogsmeade part. I mean, it has the castle, but like the London and Diagon Alley, the way they crafted it, they did it so well that when you go into Diagon Alley, you're in a whole other place. Like you can't see any of the outside stuff. You are isolated.
Well, also,
you are in Diagon
Alley. What's
really
cool is when
it's
you
amazing.
Walk into it, you walk up.
Yeah.
You notice that you walk up for a little
bit. It is kind of uphill to get to the dragon and stuff.
And it's not straight and stuff, so the alleys, like, turn and stuff.
If you can't tell, like, we spend too much time there. Like, if whenever we go to Universal, we easily spend, like, the whole day in Harry Potter. And then we go on the Mummy, like, 5 times.
Well, I've only been to, like, only one place at Disney, and that was, like, I went to Epcot one day where I had no money, so I didn't even get to explore.
Yeah.
But I've never been to Disney stuff, so I've only been to Universal.
I love Disney, too. Like, I do. I don't enjoy... Like, I love the Disney parks. I love all the stuff at Disney. I really love Disney movies. Like, I collect a lot of Disney stuff. Like, I have tons of Lilo and Stitch stuff. It's just, like, I like Disney. But I do not find it to be an enjoyable experience going there a lot of times. Like, I love the rides. I love all the merch. One of my favorite things is the Carousel of Progress from Tomorrowland. I love that ride.
I'm not quick to want to go to Disney.
But parents with strollers, weaponized strollers, all right? Like, I'm sorry. I would pay twice the ticket amount for an adults-only night to go or something. Like, I can't deal with, like, they ram strollers into you. It's not just like, oh, you know, they're having trouble getting through the crowd. No, like, they weaponize strollers. I'm sorry, like... It's going to be an unpopular opinion.
I'm always like,
but
I don't want
whatever.
I'm not quick to go to Disney, and that's why I'm saying I'm waiting for them to add a bunch of other stuff that I'm really interested in.
I'm excited about Star Wars.
Because, like, Universal is, like, to the peak of a crowd that I can take with my anxiety.
Yeah,
like,
I have terrible anxiety.
Everybody tells me Disney is, like, that ramped up 1,000, and I'm like, well, I don't even know if I could take Disney,
okay,
so I don't want,
like,
to spend a fortune and go to Disney,
like,
and then end up saying, like, I need to go home.
Yeah, we jokingly are like, oh, I gotta wait more than half an hour for a ride at Universal, like, I'm not going on it. Yeah, like, that's an easy wait at Disney, like, you could literally spend, I think for the new, the Frozen ride, they were saying it was like a 7-hour wait to get on the ride.
Yeah.
Which, I enjoyed the Norway thing that was there before.
It was
like a history of Norway, and it had like a lot of like fishing villages and stuff. Like, I like Epcot. I don't know.
Well, cool. I'm probably going to wrap this up.
It's getting long.
And we could do, like, one on Universal and Disney and stuff.
But the point was that, like, Disney is, they are starting to add the properties they've acquired to their parks. And yeah. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, that should be cool. And, we'll, like, next time we go, maybe we'll do a podcast when we come back. Or we could do one from there and stuff like that, maybe. One of these days. But, like,
But whenever I'm at Universal, I'm always, like, catching Munsies and stuff on my phone.
Now you'll be catching, like, Pokemon.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I got to get Pokemon there. Oh.
You'll be taking pictures of, like, I caught a Squirtle at the Wizarding World or something like that.
Only, no. You know that place is going to be infested with fucking Pidgeys and shit. Garbage Pokemon. Actually, I shouldn't say that because, you know, you get your 100 experience points no matter what, so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Basically, you can farm for experience points.
You don't have to explain it to me. That's all right.
It's farming for experience points with shitty Pokemon, okay? So.
Okay, we'll talk about Disney another time.
So, to recap, we enjoyed Ghostbusters.
We both liked it. You should go see it. It's funny.
Oh, another thing, too. Like, absolutely go see The Secret Life of Pets. That movie was amazing.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my gosh. And it's not really a little kid's movie. Like, I loved it because...
So, it's basically, like, every Pixar movie.
It was dark.
Every Pixar movie. Oh, my God. That.
No, it wasn't, like, in the, like, oh, there's a message here kind of thing. Like, it was fucked up.
Pixar's pretty
and Jenny,
dark.
And Jenny Slate plays this cute little dog named Gidget, and I love Jenny Slate. She's hilarious, so I liked it. So,
what was Jenny Slate from?
She plays Tammy on Bob's Burgers. She was also on Parks and Recreation. She was John Raffio's sister.
You mean Chris Evans' girlfriend?
Is that true or is that a rumor?
I don't know. They're together, I guess, or go places they go. They're friends or
okay. Lovers or I mean, something. I could deal with them being together. I have it in my head that, like, Chris Evans and I are, like, we're just a misconnection because he's from, like, where I used to live and... I think we actually went to his dad as a dentist when we were kids, so.
Just remember, he could turn
Chris,
out.
Chris, I'm out here, find me.
You never know, he might be like he was in Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer?
Yeah,
Snowpiercer. Where he eats a baby? What?
Yeah.
No, I won't hear it.
Chris Evans, eater of babies.
No, find me, Chris, I love you, find me.
Bye.